Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. reporting a record of over 77,000 new coronavirus cases as of yesterday's update, the sharpest one-day jump so far. The nation also counted 969 more deaths from the infection, and that brought the total to over 138,000 since the pandemic began. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp announced that he and Attorney General Chris Carr have filed a lawsuit against Atlanta's Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms and the City Council for imposing a mask order. The governor spoke about it a short time ago.
Mayor Bottoms' mask mandate cannot be enforced, but her decision to shutter businesses and undermine economic growth is devastating.
Housing starts in the U.S. reported this morning for June coming in higher than analysts expected. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A civil rights icon passed away in Atlanta. The Reverend C.T. Vivian was known as the Quiet Warrior and was a close friend of Martin Luther King Jr. During the civil rights movement, Vivian helped organize protests for black voting rights and helped found numerous civil rights organizations. He was 95. The suicide prevention hotline now officially changing to 988, the FCC approving shortening it to a three-digit number, so it's easier for people to remember at a time of crisis. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai says,
it's a game changer.
Service providers must have the 988 system set up by this time in 2022. A third federal execution this week scheduled today is Daniel Lee Honkin will be put to death in Indiana for killing five people in Iowa in 1993. Lyft now says it's providing drivers with partition shields for coronavirus protection. And this is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The latest on how college football is shaping up this fall. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg with more.
Positive coronavirus cases are spiking throughout the country, including football-obsessed states like Florida, Georgia, and Texas. The Ivy and Patriot Leagues canceled fall football, while the Big Ten and Pac-12 shifted to a conference-only scheduling model in hopes of preserving as much of the 2020 season as possible. Regarding the college football season taking place, Urban Meyer, the former coach of Florida and Ohio State, he tells Fox News he's fairly confident.
I'm back to yes. We're going to play. We're going to play. I just got so much confidence the way these universities are handling this right now. I love the fact that we went conference only because they can have control over the protocol and start, stop dates, etc. I'm optimistic right now.
Again, that report from our Tim Berg. DoorDash teaming up with Walgreens now to deliver over-the-counter medication. So far, the new arrangement is only available in Chicago, Atlanta, and Denver areas, but they say if it works, it's expected to be expanded. KFC is ready to serve plant-based chicken to more Americans. It's been testing its Beyond Fried Chicken in Atlanta, Nashville, Nashville and Charlotte, where it's been a hit. Now it's going to start testing it at locations in Southern California. Test us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now is the 56th governor of Missouri. Eric Reitens joins us. Boy, what an ordeal you had here recently there at St. Louis University, Governor.
Yeah, Bill, so good to be on with you, man. So good to be on with you. Yeah, you know, it was just this past week, I was on with Tucker Carlson. We were talking a little bit about what's been happening around the country. And afterwards, I went out with a buddy of mine to grab a piece of pizza. Mm-hmm. We're sitting outside at a restaurant at an outside patio. And we just hear bang, and it starts. And at least 15, maybe 25 shots plus of semi-automatic gunfire going off down the street. We grabbed our weapons. I carry a med kit in my car. Mm-hmm. He jumped in the passenger seat. He's a former Special Operations Fire Department medic. So we rolled right up there and got out and... So I got the med kit out and started working straight away on the first casualty there. And then there was a second casualty, I moved over to, got a tourniquet on him. The medic showed up, police showed up, fire department showed up, which, as you know, Bill, like just another tremendous demonstration of the courage and common sense of our police officers, our firefighters, our paramedics, our nurses. Everybody did really incredible work. Unfortunately, two lives were lost that night. Mm-hmm. But it's an indication of where we're at as a country. You combine that courage and common sense with the cowardice and the confusion of so many politicians who should be supporting the police and unfortunately aren't. And it wasn't just that night. You know, in St. Louis, the murder rate is up 30%. We've got kids being killed all the time. And we've got to put an end to this lawlessness.
Well, President Trump has called it for what it is. It is lawlessness, just as you said. And just so people understand, Governor Greitens is a former Navy SEAL. So, you know, it's not like he's unfamiliar with gunfire or triaging or offering, you know, immediate medical care. And this is life in Missouri these days as the lawlessness continues to reign. In a lot of us, we see this, Eric, we're seeing this on TV at a distance, but it's a whole other ball game when it's right there in your zip code, isn't it?
Well, Bill, and just as you said, you know, this is what I would have expected in Iraq or Afghanistan.
Right.
But this is now happening in St. Louis. It is happening in, you know, cities and states around the country. And to give your listeners a sense, I know you've got people tuning in from all over the country. I mean, the block where this happened in St. Louis, this particular street corner is one of the nicest corners in the city of St. Louis. Wow. It's in front of a big, beautiful church where the first casualty was. It's right next to the St. Louis University campus. It is down the street from Powell Symphony Hall, the fabulous Fox Theater. This is a place where I and you and others, if you came to St. Louis, and you were going to see three or four of the most interesting places in St. Louis, and you were going to take your family, this is where you would have taken them in the past.
Wow.
And now these are corners where there is bloodshed, there is murder, because of this lawlessness, because of the lack of support for the police. And that's what we're seeing. And you're right. It's what you hear in Iraq, in Afghanistan. It's what I would have expected as a Navy SEAL serving overseas. But unfortunately, because of this, you know, awful disrespect for law enforcement and these calls to defund the police, this kind of lawlessness, we're seeing it now taking the lives of young people all over the country.
Well, Governor, this has to be especially heartbreaking for you. You're born and raised in St. Louis. I mean, this has been, you know, the center hub for your life and for your family, and you're seeing this lawlessness run rampant. As one law enforcement expert had described it, he said, before, when you had law enforcement in place, it kind of kept the guns locked down a little bit. But ever since, you know, all this defunding movement and all that the, I would say, the Democrats and these progressive, these Maoists and Marxists that are ruling our streets right now, the guns are, they're now sidearms. I mean, they're out from where they were locked up, and these criminals are running rampant, whether it's in St. Louis, Chicago, New York. I mean, New York tourism is going to take such a big hit, just like what you're talking about right now. I mean, how eager are people want to go to these landmark places in St. Louis when you have these kind of random shootings taking place?
Well, you know, you made a couple of really good and important points there, Bill. I mean, one is we've already had business leaders say they're leaving the St. Louis region. Okay? And it is because of the lack of political leadership, the cowardice that we're seeing. And not only from, like, radical leftists, but also from some Republicans.
Yes.
Who just, you know, out of cowardice and complicity are not standing up against this. And to give, you know, again, I know what's so great about your show, you've got folks who are talking and listening in from around the country. To give your listeners a sense for how this lawlessness really, you know, comes about in a place like St. Louis, it's important to know that the St. Louis Circuit Attorney, and the Circuit Attorney is kind of like the prosecuting attorney for the city of St. Louis, is a George Soros-funded prosecutor. He paid for over 70% of her total campaign. Those are publicly available facts. Anybody can look them up. They've been widely reported on. And the fact is, the radical left is getting what it paid for in her, and their agenda is clear.
Yeah.
You know, when we've had lootings and arson in St. Louis, and she let everyone go with no charges.
Amazing.
Businesses are being burned. We had four police officers who were shot in one night. No one is charged. There were people who were engaged in prayer. They were in prayer in front of the St. Louis Art Museum, Bill.
Yes.
And this group of activists came out. They attacked and assaulted people in prayer. It was on video, and no one is charged.
Amazing. And
retired St. Louis police captain David Dorn, who was murdered.
Yes, exactly. Right?
She went, and when you have looters let loose, when businesses can be burned, it sends a very clear message, and that's why she is really the embodiment of the lawlessness of the left. And it's not just a political slogan. I mean, I'm out there on the streets. These are good kids, okay? These two kids who got killed the other night don't have a parking ticket between them.
Wow.
And this is what is happening in communities around the country, because we're not doing what we need to do to support the police, and this isn't really, it's not a partisan issue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
exactly.
These are kids who are losing, and frankly, like, look, I am a conservative, I am a proud Republican, but we're seeing a lot of liberal craziness, for certain, but at the same time, and then that craziness is bad, but you add it with a cocktail, we have some Republicans who are cowardly and complicit and won't stand up. That really makes for a toxic brew.
Without a doubt.
Capable of just destroying a city, man.
Well, as you mentioned, George Soros, but Soros said behind Soros is a lot of corporate America funding this, too, because of their globalist goals. We got to go to quick break. We've got more from the governor after this. Stay with us.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bag.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Bill Martinez live.
Fresh Christian Independent. We are just the way you like to hear from us. Governor Eric Greitens continues with us, the 56th governor of Missouri. A one-time Democrat, now a Republican, a proud Democrat and conservative. Governor, these are the times to try men's souls, as we've heard. And the call to all America is a call for courage. I mean, we've got to stand up to the bullies and push back, just like what we learned our first day in kindergarten, if I can say, in the sandbox of life. If you were bullied and you didn't bully back, boy, they owned you for the rest of your school life, didn't they?
Well, Bill, you know this as a Marine. I know this as a Navy SEAL, as a boxer, right? You have to respond with strength. Mm-hmm. You have to respond with clarity. You also have to respond with compassion. But courage and compassion work together.
Exactly.
Without courage, compassion falters. Mm-hmm. Without compassion, courage has no direction. You need to bring both of them. And I can tell you, here's what's so tragic about this. When I was governor of Missouri, we defeated Antifa. It was in 2017, we had an incident where St. Louis police officer Jason Stockley had shot and killed a man named Anthony Lamar Smith while he was on duty. And we had activists from all over the country, and Antifa came and they said, we're going to burn Missouri down unless Jason Stockley is found guilty, and you won't even remember Ferguson, et cetera, et cetera. And Ferguson, of course, had happened before
exactly.
I was in office. And I went out, Bill, and I met with clergy. I met with police lieutenants, and I said very clearly, here's how it's going to go. I said, everyone has the constitutional right to freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. Everyone has the constitutional right to freedom of assembly. And we said, if you are out peacefully protesting, you will find that the police officers are out protecting you. But I also said very clearly, throwing a brick through a window is not free speech.
Sorry.
And if you assault a police officer, you are going to be arrested. And with that clarity and a fantastic team, we all came together. And at the end of the day, there were some overturned potted plants and a couple broken windows, and we shut it down. And the fact is, Bill, despite what some on the traditional media will try to push or what the activists will say, this is where 90% of the country is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Protect everybody's constitutional rights, but we mm-hmm. don't. We don't engage in lawlessness in this country. We don't engage in arson. We don't allow looters loose. Mm-hmm. That's not what the people want, and it doesn't serve the people. We need to have people who have the courage to stand up to the mob.
Well, and for those states and cities that have been affected by the mob coming in and burning and looting, in some cases, like in Baltimore, certainly in St. Louis, we have heard that these zip codes are still recovering from something that happened 10 years ago. Is that the case?
It takes a long time to recover.
Right.
It takes a long time to recover. And I think that what folks need to keep in mind is that you'll see this arson and the looting and the burning, and it might be on the news for a couple of days. This is sometimes people's life's work that they've invested in.
Exactly, exactly.
Right? And of course, you know, as I experienced on Monday night, right, those two young men, they're not coming back, okay? Mm-hmm. And I was talking just a couple hours ago with one of their brothers,
mm-hmm.
right? His brother's gone forever.
Yes.
So these things which pop up on the news for a night or for a couple of nights, they have consequences for the rest of people's lives. And that is why we have to have leaders
yes.
who are willing to stand up with clarity, with courage, compassion to put this to an end. And here's what's hopeful is I know because I did it, Bill, not me mm-hmm. personally, but with a great team of people around us.
Mm-hmm.
With the right police chiefs and the right fire chiefs and the right clergy leaders, we brought people together and we created peace. It can be done, but it takes the right kind of courage.
Yeah, without a doubt. Right kind of courage and people and policies. This is the thing. I mean, you were a one-time Democrat, became a Republican, and you see the Democratic Party now, how they've sold out to these Marxists and Maoists. I mean, Joe Biden's platform is so dangerous and debilitative. I mean, just what we want to do
right.
is go back and enjoy, I say, rather sarcastically, the 8 years under the Obama-Biden regime. I mean, what policies came out of those 8 years that you say they're reproducible and that we want, well, they are reproducible, but dangerously, but why would we want to embrace those policies once again? The middle class was absolutely decimated. Our standing internationally was compromised. Corruption went rampant and almost, I mean, to such a degree that it carried over this alleged peaceful transition of government from Obama to Trump.
You know, it's so important what you're saying. You know, I grew up in Missouri, where everybody, you know, was a fan of Harry Truman, right? And and I was told as a kid, you know, that the Democrats were the people who cared about people. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, I care about people. I guess I must be a Democrat. Mm-hmm. But then growing up, and you know, I did international humanitarian work overseas. I worked with Bosnian refugees after the ethnic cleansing. I worked in Rwanda shortly after the genocide. I started to see that it's not just enough to care about people. You have to have some strength along with it.
Right.
I became a Navy SEAL, was honored to serve our country in Iraq and Afghanistan and Southeast Asia, the Horn of Africa, came home, started my own business. But maybe most importantly, Bill, I saw what was happening to my friends, my fellow veterans who were wounded when they came home. And I saw what the VA was doing to them, you know, and instead of giving these incredible young men and women who were still an asset to this country, instead of giving them a challenge and helping them to get back into their communities and start serving, to start rebuilding their lives, they were handing them drugs.
Yeah.
And I just realized, like, the government is not an answer here. So I started my own veterans organization, and I realized, as so many people did, that the power of civil society, the power of community, that we have to come together. And it was all of those experiences led me to be a conservative. And it's why now, because of the life that I lived, you know, serving overseas, doing humanitarian work, being in the military, running my own business, all of those things have made me a conservative.
Right.
And it's recognizing that it's the guys, the men and women on the front line who need our leadership. The police officers, the firefighters, they need to know that their governors, that their mayors support them.
Exactly.
You know, Bill, when I came back from Iraq, one of the first things that I did, I actually started working with and training police officers, some of them around the country.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what a lot of your listeners probably get, you know, in their gut, but it's nice to know and be reminded of, is that the profession of policing is built on the willingness of our police officers to make hundreds of difficult decisions every week, every night.
Right.
You have to decide. Do I pull over and talk with these guys or not?
Well, Eric, you're looking at over 300 million connections that police make every year annually. Over 300 million. I mean, that is a lot of contacts with citizens from coast to coast across this great country of ours. And in the midst of that is a lot of risk. And just like everybody else, they want to go home to their families, right?
You bet, man. You bet. Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
Well, I was just going to say, we only have about a minute and a half left, and I wanted to get your read on this with what happened with the McCloskeys. Speaking of local government and this prosecutor, I mean, here blatantly ignoring obvious crime and lawlessness, but yet the target is the McCloskeys for doing what every American, according to our U.S. Constitution, has the right to do to protect their property?
It's like I said, she is the embodiment of the lawlessness of the left. And rather than prosecuting looters, rather than prosecuting arsonists, rather than going after and figuring out who is shooting our police officers, rather than doing that work, she decides that she's going to charge people who are defending themselves. It just shows the kind of ludicrous liberal logic of leftists and where it leads.
It really exposes them. There's no doubt about it. We got to leave it there. Governor, look forward to having you back on. You're always welcome on the show. Appreciate the insight. And really, the rallying cry here is that there has to be a compassion and courage, you know, combined if we're going to overcome, you know, what's happening on the street. Because even these radical kids, as deranged and chaotic as they seem, they need us. The governor of Missouri, the 56th governor of Missouri, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. reporting a record of over 77,000 new coronavirus cases as of yesterday's update, the sharpest one-day jump so far. The nation also counted 969 more deaths from the infection, and that brought the total to over 138,000 since the pandemic began. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp announced that he and Attorney General Chris Carr have filed a lawsuit against Atlanta's Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms and the city council for imposing a mask order. The governor spoke about it a short time ago.
Mayor Bottoms' mask mandate cannot be enforced, but her decision to shutter businesses and undermine economic growth is devastating.
Housing starts in the U.S. reported this morning for June coming in higher than analysts expected. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And you know, millions of Americans do not have reliable access to enough affordable, nutritious food. Now more than ever, voluntary changes and innovation within the food industry are crucial in improving public health. The American Heart Association, the world's leading voluntary organization focused on heart and brain health, believes collaboration among food industry leaders is key in promoting better food and nutrition security nationwide, and has awarded the WickShopper app with their first ever American Heart Association Foodscape Innovation Award. We're going to talk more about that in a moment. The app helps families participating in special supplemental nutrition program for women, infants, and children, simplify shopping, identify WIC eligible items, find store locations, track account balances and benefits, and much, much more. With us to talk about this is Dr. Eduardo Sanchez, the American Heart Association Chief Medical Officer for Prevention. Dr. Sanchez, welcome to the show. Hello, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Dr. Sanchez is also being joined by Kellogg Senior Wellbeing and Regulatory Lead, Melanie Hall. Melanie, welcome to the show.
Hello. Good morning.
Dr. Sanchez, this first question is for you. Why did the American Heart Association launch a strategy to work with leaders in the food industry?
Well, we all know that eating healthy is good for your health. And the AHA also believes that food and nutrition security is a human right. And we have to change our food supply and our food system to achieve health equity, that is, everyone achieving highest level of health and reducing some disparity gaps that exist in our country with respect to being able to eat. So we created the Foodscape Innovation Awards. What we want to do is recognize the positive changes that industry is helping to make happen to break down the barriers to healthy eating. We want to work together to transform the food system and supply with better nutritional quality and increased availability of healthier options. We believe, and our partners believe, that everyone deserves a chance for a longer, healthier life.
You know, Melanie, a lot has been said about food insecurity these days. Help us understand the impact it has on families in the United States.
Sure. When we talk about food insecurity, we're talking about a situation where a person or a household does not have consistent access to enough food for an active and healthy life. And I think that's the important key there, access to food for a healthy life. So this isn't about decisions they're making on what they're eating. I mean, we're missing meals at this point, and they're not able to feed their family. And this affects millions of Americans across the country. And we know that poor diets that come as a result of this can lead to heart disease, type 2 diabetes, children that are in a situation where they don't know where the next meals are coming from are not going to perform as well in school. So definitely something that has a significant impact on the public and really our ability as a nation to thrive.
And how can families gain access to healthier and affordable food options?
Well, one thing that, especially what we're talking about today with the Healthy Foodscape Award, one program that Kellogg's works with is the WIC program. It stands for Women, Infants, and Children. There are income criteria required in order to participate in the program, but half the children born in the United States and half of pregnant women do qualify for the program. So when you're in a situation of being low income and not having access to food, WIC is great because it provides a variety of support options. Women who have just had a child, they can learn how to breastfeed. They get education on how to feed their family so that they can thrive. And they even get specific foods for free in order to help follow through with those goals of eating better. Each food provided by the WIC program is on that program because there's specific nutrition the food provides that is important for the health of women, infants, and children. So you've got the lean protein that's in the beans and the tuna in the program. You've got the iron that is in the cereal in the program, calcium and vitamin D in the milk provided by the program. So all of that comes together to really help families in this situation thrive and have better health outcomes.
And we're talking with American Heart Association Chief Medical Officer for Prevention, Dr. Eduardo Sanchez, who's being joined by Kellogg Senior Wellbeing and Regulatory Lead, Melanie Hall. Dr. Sanchez, what is the American Heart Association doing to drive innovation within the food industry in support of public health?
Well, one thing we're doing is that we're involved with and have created and support the Foodscape Innovation Awards, where we're working to show other companies that positive change in the industry is possible. And the WIC Shopper app is one perfect example. They were last year's Innovation Award winner. The AHA is in a unique position to work with the food industry because, first, at our core, we're driven by science. We are a science-based organization. Among the things we do is we chime in on the recommendations on healthy eating, but we are also a convener, and we have a history of bringing folks together, and we bring the best of the best in food industry, the best of the best in nutrition science, and food industry is engaged in nutrition science, and then we work to collaborate to take that science and the systems and logistics and supply chain things that the industry knows about, and then use that to, A, bring them together, shine a light on innovation, Again, the Wix Shopper app is a great example of that collaboration where an app developer, JPMA, and Kellogg saw an opportunity for improvements to help people take full advantage of their Wix benefits, and they solved for it. That's the kind of thing we want to shine a light on and say, these are the things that are going to get us to healthier food for all in the United States.
Melanie, same question, but from Kellogg's perspective, in terms of what you're doing to drive innovation within the food industry in support of public health, and also excited to hear more about the Wix Shopper app and how it's working to create a more accessible food system.
Oh, definitely. The first thing most people think about when it comes to innovation in the food industry is, of course, what we do with our foods. And we're always looking for ways and always improving our foods as far as adding the things that people want, the things that people need. So fiber, whole grains, plant-based protein, vitamins, minerals, all of those things that really help contribute to a healthy diet. We're also looking for ways constantly to, you know, eliminate those things out of the diet that we don't need, fat, sodium, sugar, and the like. But beyond the food, we are also looking for those partnerships in order to be really innovative and think about technology, programs, communications that help people be more informed and make better choices about their food. So that's where the partnership with JPMA led to us providing our support through information, helping with recipe development, photo shoots, everything that we needed in order to help the app be more engaging so that families using the app to participate in the WIC program were more engaged, used more of WIC foods. One thing dietitians love to say is it's not nutrition until you eat it. And all the foods in the WIC program are there in order to create a positive health outcome, and many of them weren't being eaten. So by working with JPMA, we found ways to help people overcome those barriers to using and enjoying WIC foods in order to have better health outcomes. And we definitely saw after we launched the improved version of the app, people saying that they were picking up, using, and enjoying more of the foods provided by the WIC program.
Dr. Sanchez, where can we go for more information?
So one way to find information, if you're interested in, applying for, getting to know a little bit more about the Food Innovation Awards, is to go to heart.org/Food Innovation Awards. The deadline is July 24th. And if you're interested in at least the Heart Association's perspective on healthy eating and other things, heart.org is our website.
Again, our thanks to Dr. Eduardo Sanchez, the American Heart Association Chief Medical Officer for Prevention, and Melanie Hall, Kellogg Senior Wellbeing and Regulatory Lead, right here on the show. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we connect with Focus on the Families. Zach Mettler is a staff writer and communications liaison, and we're going to be talking about how Christianity has come under attack. U.S. churches burned down, statues of the Virgin Mary defaced. It has just been absolute madness, Zach.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Well, good to have you here to talk about this issue. I mean, we have continuously have been encouraging, you know, people of faith to take a stand against this. Is unacceptable. And almost by contrast, I think it's quite interesting. There are some religions that if you attacked any of their iconic statuary, you know, would not come out well for you. But there's something about the United States. We seem to be so forgiving and accepting of, you know, this kind of, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, you know, just destruction and terrorism and anarchy that's taking place in a land of the free and home of the brave.
Yeah, you bring up a lot of great points, Bill. And, yeah, really over the last week, we have seen a disturbing rise in deliberate attacks on really Christian and Catholic churches and statues. Last Saturday on July 11th, a man named Stephen Field, he's 23, he was arrested for setting fire to Queen of Peace Catholic Church in Ocala, Florida. According to police reports, he rammed his minivan through the front door of the church. He poured gasoline all over their foyer, and then he set it on fire. And, you know, the crazy thing about this is that during the attack, there were several people inside the church that were preparing to celebrate Mass. I know, it's crazy stuff. And he later told detectives that he thought what he did was, quote, awesome, and that he was on a mission because he had problems with the Catholic Church. So he's being held without bail and being charged with attempted murder, arson, burglary, and evading arrest. And, you know, it's sad because that's not the only, you know, attack on a church that we've seen. In California, the same day,
firefighters responded to just a massive blaze which had engulfed the 249-year-old San Gabriel Mission Church northeast of Los Angeles, and arson is being investigated as a possibility.
Wow. You know, this has really gotten out of hand because of the madness that's happening, you know, from east to west across our country, this anarchy. This is what happens when lawlessness takes place. Anything is fair game, is it not?
Yeah, it seems to be. And I think religious liberty is really under assault here, both from the instances that I mentioned, but also sometimes from the government, unfortunately, as we've seen over the past few months. California Governor Gavin Newsom is currently being sued by three different churches in his state because he has mandated that if you are in a church and you're worshiping in person, you cannot sing or chant or worship, you know, out loud. Mm-hmm. And yet we've all seen massive protests of people parading, you know, around California, shouting and yelling. And so it seems like there's a double standard here where the First Amendment rights of protesters are being protected and sometimes, you know, encouraged. And sometimes government officials have taken part in these protests, and yet they're cracking down on churches and people of faith.
Well, this is how ludicrous this is. I mean, think about it. And it's no surprise. I mean, if you read the Bible, it says that you will experience those times when good is evil, evil is bad, right? And we are in, as the Bible precedes all that by saying, woe. And we are in the woe time. Not the woke time, but in the woe time. And I think that is, you know, not only prophetic, but very powerful. You think about it, something like that. Woe. You know, when the Bible says that, it's just three little letters, but powerful in its meaning. And I think that it's purposeful because God wants us to realize that what we're dealing with is something that is not of this physical world, that it's a spiritual battle that's taking place. It's that kind of woe, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great point. And you know, I think American Christians, we've grown a little soft and a little complacent. You know, we're used to seeing news reports from foreign countries, usually Middle Eastern countries, where churches, you know, attacked and bombed sometimes. But we're not used to seeing that here at home. And I think this is really just going to wake up a lot of Christians to deal with the threats that we face, both from the government and from, you know, people like the attackers that I described earlier.
But they don't understand what they're doing. I mean, they're attacking Almighty God, the maker of heaven and earth. I mean, it is because of God that America is even here. I mean, our founding fathers, the pilgrims before then, came here to get away from religious persecution. And now here it is because we have forces, I would say demonic forces, that want to take over this country. And this country is only a small part of it, really, when you think about it. I know a lot of people that live in America think, you know, we're the be-all and end-all. But this is the entire world that the globalists are coming after. And they know that if they can, as the Bible reminds us, if they can tie up the strong man, they can have their way with everything, right? And right now, the United States of America is a huge impediment to their goal. And an extension of that is Donald Trump. So they're going after Donald Trump. They're going after anything of strength. So if they can tie the hands of the church and get the church to quiet down and or be irrelevant, then it's easy peasy for them, is it not?
Yeah, you mentioned the founding fathers there, and I think that was a really brilliant statement. You know, George Washington, he said, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. And so our founding fathers recognized that if we are to have a government that is limited in scope, limited in role, then there's something that has to be able to control the appetites and the passions of human beings. And they thought that would be religion. Mm-hmm. And so when we, you know, see throughout our culture, religious liberty and churches, you know, under assault, It's very concerning for the future and for the direction of where our country is headed. And I think, you know, Christians of all stripes, of all denominations, really need to stand up and speak out and demand, you know, that their local governments and the national government really protect religious liberty and religious rights.
Well, 244 plus years ago, our founding fathers, as you said, thought that morality and religion, I mean, they had some conviction that, you know, as was stated by one of our founding fathers, said that, you know, the Constitution was designed for a people of morality. In essence, if you take out morality, then it implodes on itself. And some of this, because we were starting new, I mean, it was a bit theoretical, trusting in God and feeling like, wow, okay, maybe we got it here. But this has been part of the experiment, and the experience is to take it out of thinking and into the reality, because we're beyond the theoretical here, Zach. We've got enough history to see that when we truly align ourselves with our covenant with God, to be a nation under God, we've been greatly blessed, and we've been able to bless others as a result of that covenant relationship with God. I mean, that is a fact. I think it's inarguable, but it only becomes a point for the left when people of faith forget. You know, I'm often reminded that in the Bible, in the Old Testament, it's somewhat like 250 times that we're told to remember. And I see that cautionary phrase as remember, because we're so likely to forget. And I believe this is where we are right now, is that we're just so far and away disconnected. There's been a cultural movement to turn their back on God. This has been going on for decades. This didn't happen just when, you know, the higher powers of our government decided the Ten Commandments was irrelevant. But look what happens, just case in point. Since they took out the Ten Commandments out of schools, where you couldn't post them any longer, look what's happened to schools across the country. You know, the kind of bullying and the kind of murders that have taken place in our schools, how inefficient it is. I mean, we spend probably more money than any other country on education, and what's the return on investment? And so we shouldn't be surprised, because God said, look, here's my way. You do it my way, you're going to be blessed. You're going to have plenty to spare and plenty to share. If you don't, there's going to be holes in your pocket, and you are going to get short-sheeted. You're just not going to realize the full benefit of your investment. And this is where we are right now. We're spending way too much for education, not getting the return. We got kids that have been indoctrinated. They haven't been enlarged and truly educated, sadly. And they're ill-prepared for the rest of the 21st century.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you made up a lot of great points, and one of my favorite historical figures is Abraham Lincoln. And in his Lyceum address that he gave in 1838, he made a lot of the points that you are. He said, "At what point then is the approach of danger to be expected? I answer, if it ever reach us, it must spring up amongst us. It cannot come from abroad. If destruction be our lot, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we must live through all time, or die by suicide." And I think, you and Abraham Lincoln would be kindred souls here. He's making the point that if we, you know, as the United States, are ever going to cease to exist as a free nation, mm-hmm. it's not going to be because of a foreign country. It's not going to be because of a foreign nation. It's because we ourselves have, you know, usurped the role that the founding fathers gave our country, and it's going to be from us.
Well, Zach, you're very kind in that reference with Abraham Lincoln. I could only hope to maybe tie his shoes. What he gave to this country as an example, a man of faith. And, and here we are, post-Abraham Lincoln's vision for this country. But if we do not, you know, live to the standards and respond to the cautionary tales that he presented quite clearly for us, then we're going to pay the price, and we're paying the price now. Zach Medler from Focus on the Family. Thank you, Zach.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. digestion. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.